Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights, calls for equitable digital environment to protect rights and dignity of all. Both houses of parliament adjourn for the day as logjam continues between the Treasury and opposition benches over various issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urges cooperation from all opposition parties, reiterates government's intent to ensure a productive parliamentary session. Former Karnataka Chief Minister S.M. Krishna passes away. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi condoled the demise of former Union Minister. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to co-chair India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission meeting with his Russian counterpart in Moscow today. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on the importance to ensure equitable digital environment that protects rights and dignity of all. Addressing a Human Rights Day program organized by the National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi today, the president said that cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights. She said, digital era is transformative, but it has brought issues of cyberbullying, deepfake, privacy concerns and spread of misinformation.
India is the voice of Global South, has rightly taken up the leadership in climate action. The government's initiatives such as the 2022 Energy Conservation Bill, the Green Credit Initiatives and the Lifestyle for Environment or Life Movement are clear demonstration of India's commitment to building a clean and green planet for future generations.
President Murmu said, India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication, and offering equal opportunities to youth.
India, with its civilizational heritage spanning over 5,000 years, has long upheld values of empathy, compassion, and the interconnectedness of individuals within a harmonious community.
On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Acting Chairperson of National Human Rights Commission, Vijaya Bharati Sayani, said, Human Rights Day serves as a powerful reminder of fundamental rights inherent to every individual, irrespective of their identity or background. UN Resident Coordinator for India, Shom B. Sharp, read the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres's message on Human Rights Day. Mr. Sharp said, India has long been the strongest champion for the Universal Declaration of Human Rights itself. Supreme Court Judge and Executive Chairman of the National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, Justice B.R. Gavai, has highlighted several initiatives launched by NALSA to provide legal aid to vulnerable groups, including disaster victims, tribal communities, and victims of trafficking and acid attacks. In an interview on the occasion of Human Rights Day, Justice Gavai emphasized NALSA's efforts to support women affected by violence by facilitating compensation and providing legal aid to prisoners.
नालसा की जो व्यवस्था है वो व्यवस्था इस देश के दूरदराज इलाकों में जहां लोगों को एक्सेसिबिलिटी कम है जैसे नॉर्दर्न ईस्ट एरियाज है लड़ाक का एरिया है अंडमान निकोबार है लक्षद्वीप है वहां पे जरूरतमंद जो है जो मेनलैंड से दूर रहते हैं जो देश की मुख्य प्रवाह में आने को जिनको तकलीफ होती है ऐसे लोगों को कानूनी सहायता मिली जाए और उसी के साथ साथ जो कमजोर वर्ग है उन तक भी कानूनी सहायता पहुंचनी चाहिए नालसा सही ढंग से भारत के हर नागरिक को न्याय देने की कोशिश करेगा.
You can listen to the full interview in our program Surkhiyon Mein at 7:10 p.m. today. Logjam continued today in both the Houses of Parliament, resulting in adjournments of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. This is the second day of this week, which was marred by allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, Speaker Om Birla expressed unhappiness over the continued logjam and conduct of the opposition members. He said all members must maintain decorum of the House and work towards fulfillment fulfillment of aspirations and expectations of the people of the country. Mr. Birla said the conduct of opposition is not appropriate and it is against the rules and procedures of the House. Amid din, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon.
इस लोकतंत्र के मंदिर के प्रति लोगों की बहुत आस्था विश्वास है 75 वर्ष में हमने इसी चर्चा संवाद असहमति तीखी आलोचना ये सब इस सदन में हुए हैं जो यहाँ की परंपराएं भी रही है आप सकारात्मक सहयोग करें जो कुछ भी विषय मुद्दे हैं आप आकर चर्चा करें सत्ता पक्ष से प्रतिपक्ष के लोग आपस में बैठकर चर्चा करें सदन को चलाने का प्रयास करें
As the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju took strong exception to the behaviour of Congress members. He accused the Congress for stalling the proceedings of the House and demanded an apology from Congress MPs, alleging a nexus between Congress leaders and US-based George Soros Foundation. He asked the Congress to make its stand clear on the issue. Opposition members were raising slogans against the government and some of the members trooped into the well. The presiding officer asked the protesting members from both sides to maintain decorum in the House and allow the House to function. Later, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes prevailed in the upper house. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has emphasized the importance of smooth functioning of parliamentary proceedings, urging members of parliament to focus on debates and discussions. Mr. Rijiju reiterated the government's intent to ensure productive parliamentary sessions and urged cooperation from all opposition parties. Speaking on the current disruptions, the minister stated that many MPs, including those from the Samajwadi Party, TMC and the Congress, have expressed their desire for a meaningful debate in the House. However, he criticised Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he does not believe in parliamentary democracy.
हम चाहते हैं कि पार्लियामेंट चले मैं फिर से अपील करता हूं कि कांग्रेस पार्टी के जो एमपी हैं डिबेट डिस्कशन में हिस्सा लेने चाहते हैं सब लोग जाके राहुल गांधी को समझाएं कि ये बचकना ये नाटकीय जो हर दिन वो करते रहते हैं वो बंद करें और फिर हाउस में आकर के हाउस चलाने में मदद करें
Opposition INDIA bloc MPs held a protest at the Parliament House complex today over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group. Congress, DMK, JMM and Left joined the protest. Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi, JMM leader Mahua Majhi, DMK leader Kanimuri Karunanidhi and others participated in the protest. The government today said that deaths due to tuberculosis, TB, across the country have reduced by 21.4% in 2023 compared to 2015. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, said that TB deaths have decreased from 28 per lakh population to 22 per lakh population over the past 8 years. Ms. Patel also mentioned that the country has seen a 17.7% decline in tuberculosis incidence from 237 per lakh population in 2015 to 195 per lakh population in 2023. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Former Karnataka Chief Minister and Union Minister S.M. Krishna passed away at the age of 92 early this morning in Bengaluru after a prolonged illness. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condoled the passing of the leader. The last rites of Karnataka's veteran politician will be conducted tomorrow in his hometown, Somanahalli, in Maddur. Prior to this, arrangements have been made for public to pay their last respect to the leader at his residence in Bengaluru. The state government has declared a three-day mourning in the state. Our correspondent takes a look at S.M. Krishna's political career.
S. M. Krishna served as the Chief Minister of Karnataka from 1999 to 2004. He also held the position of External Affairs Minister from 2009 to 2012 and served as the 18th Governor of Maharashtra from 2004 to 2008. During his tenure as Chief Minister in Karnataka, he played a pivotal role in making Bengaluru the IT hub in India. Known for his statesmanship and charisma, Krishna was instrumental in attracting IT giants to Bengaluru. Ponnumon, Akashavani News, Bengaluru.
The death toll in the Mumbai's Kurla Best bus accident has risen to 6, with 42 others injured in the incident. The injured are undergoing treatment at various hospitals in Mumbai. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has expressed deep grief over the tragedy and has mourned the deceased. He has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund. The accident occurred last night when a bus rammed into pedestrians and vehicles. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow today. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier today, the defence minister laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Moscow. Bangladesh has said it expects a resolution of all unsettled issues with India in the quickest possible time, and it wants to work together with India in this regard. Bangladesh Foreign Secretary Jashimuddin said this after Foreign Office consultation with India in Dhaka yesterday. Mr. Jashimuddin reiterated Bangladesh's historical relation with India and said both sides agreed to carry it forward in a free, frank and candid discussion. The outgoing Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikant Das has expressed confidence that under the able leadership of incoming Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the Reserve Bank will effectively tackle any challenges that lie ahead. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai, Mr. Das reflected on his tenure as the RBI Governor and highlighted the principles he adhered to throughout his time in office. Mr. Das also highlighted several challenges facing the Reserve Bank of India.
Restoring the inflation growth balance is the most important task ahead of the Reserve Bank. There's a changing world order. I have talked about it in my last monetary policy statement. The entire global geopolitical dynamics, the geoeconomic dynamics that is undergoing fast change. The world order is also changing. In this situation, it's always necessary to remain alert and agile.
The grand finale of 7th edition of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 will begin at 51 centres across the country tomorrow. Union Minister for Education, Dharmendra Pradhan, will virtually inaugurate the event. Over 1,300 student teams will participate at the grand finale. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the gathering and will interact with young innovators at the grand finale via video conferencing tomorrow. Smart India Hackathon is a nationwide initiative to provide students with a platform to solve some of the pressing problems we face in our daily lives and thus inculcate a culture of product innovation and a problem-solving mindset. The BCCI has appointed Devajit Saikia as the board's acting secretary, replacing Jay Shah, who recently took over as the new ICC chairman from 1st of December. Mr. Saikia, who hails from Assam, is a former first-class cricketer. He is currently the BCCI joint secretary. The air quality in the national capital Delhi is in very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 240 at 1 p.m. today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in some areas of the city breached the 300 level. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience moderate fog during the morning hours and shallow fog in the night hours over the next 2 days. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with losses in the afternoon trade today, reversing gains secured in the early deals. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 306 points and the NSE Nifty 50 fell 98 points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says cybercrime and climate change, new threats to human rights. Calls for equitable digital environment to protect rights and dignity of all. Both houses of parliament adjourn for the day as logjam continues between the Treasury and opposition benches over various issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urges cooperation from all opposition parties, reiterates government's intent to ensure productive parliamentary session. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to co-chair India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission meeting with his Russian counterpart in Moscow today. And with that, we end the midday news.